Hello everybody, welcome to a new Composer Talk. My name is Tim Hormans and I'm your host on this new edition on www.filmmusic.com. Today I'm talking to composers Hans Zimmer and James Newton Howard. Hans Zimmer is a composer of film music for films such as The Gladiator, The Lion King, Black Hawk Down, Mission Impossible 3 and Days of Thunder. James Newton Howard we know from films such as Waterworld, Michael Clayton, for which he received an Oscar nomination, and for The Water Horse. Let's first talk about The Dark Knight, the second Batman film starring Christian Bale as Batman, and also one of the most anticipated movies of this summer. Was it immediately a done deal that you both would get on to score the second movie?
I think so. You know, I think there was no doubt we were going to do it. I mean, I think if you talk to Chris, you know, one of the things that actually got him to write the second movie was he was listening to the soundtrack again, and it sort of gave, you know, from the previous movie, and I think it gave him some ideas, and I think that's really how the movie, you know, came together. Mm-hmm. So it seemed like a foolish idea not to have James involved. Yep. I was more expendable.
Okay. And did you both approach the second movie the same way as you did the first one?
Not entirely. No. Hang on. I'll do my answer and then James can do his answer. Okay. How about that?
Okay.
You might get some conflict.
Okay.
Because I was being really selfish right at the start, and I decided, you know, that the Joker was too close to my own soul, you know, that. So I decided I was just going to go and be the Joker for a while. And then James became the White Knight, literally, and became Harvey Dent in a way, the nice person. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you know, we really, Chris had made a very different movie from the first one, and in a lot of ways a better movie than the first one. I mean, a more complex, denser movie, and I think that we felt compelled to raise our work to an equivalent level. So, you know, we had two major characters to introduce and to think about musically. The biggest one, of course, was the Joker, which frankly, you know, when Hans did it, it was so simple, the idea in a way, and so profound and so useful and so unsettling, that it was just an immediate hit. And obviously, you know, when you put it up to the images, it was just, it worked in an extraordinary way. And then we had Harvey Dent, which was basically just the rise and fall of an American hero, who you think is going to come in and solve all the problems, and in fact is corrupted in much the same way. And in fact, I guess you would say by the Joker in the end, corrupted by the Joker, and who comes to a horrible end as Harvey Two-Face. So musically, that was really kind of my job to deal with that one. And then yeah, so I think we approached it in a very different way, actually. You know, we certainly revisited material from the first one, but we rethought about it, reperformed it, and just made it sound better, I think.
And I think you know, it's musically much more provocative. Hmm. You know, I think it's far more out there. It's far more daring. It's, you know, I'm not entirely sure when I sent the CD to my mother that she will get past the first 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. And how was it to work again together? Because it has been 3 years since the first Batman movie.
Well, ever since then, we've actually moved in together, got married, and had children.
That's good news.
No, you know, hey, we're still sitting on the same couch, and we're still friends. And,
yeah,
you know, and if I can just say, if there is a better friend and a better collaborator, you know, and a better partner to have, I can't think of it. I cannot tell you how great it is working with my friend James Newton Howard, and I cannot tell you how elegant his music is and how much it's, you know, how much that adds to it. You know, the other thing I've been thinking recently, just looking at the movie time and time again, is this is, you know, and you, actually James just put that idea back in my head. You know, this is such a quintessential American subject. Will you guys stop chitter-chattering? Sorry, now I lost my point. You know, I'm sorry, Tim. Mm-hmm. It's such a quintessential American subject, but it has such a European accent in a way. Mm-hmm. You know, through Chris and through, you know, through some of the actors and through myself. And the thing that really gives it, you know, the best of American accent is James's music. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, it really does show, you know, the elegance and the beauty that music can have and that character can have and when he's doing well.
When I'm doing well.
No, not you, the character, you character. Think that?
And when this score was recorded, is this going to be a full orchestral score, or are we going to have some synthesizers in it too, like in the first one?
No, it absolutely is a sound of its own. And, you know, the way I keep looking at it is it's like a pyramid, mm-hmm. you know. And usually a score is the sort of small pyramid with the orchestra basically filling up the whole space. This is a much wider triangle where we bleed into sound effects. We fill the whole canvas. We fill the whole spectrum of this world. We paint mm-hmm. this world from the very left corner of the screen to the very right top corner of the screen.
Yeah, and it's mixed, you know, the music, the score, whatever you want to call it, all of it is mixed very loud so that the score is a force to be reckoned with in the movie. And it's just the way, you know, Chris always wanted it that way. And I think that we had, you know, our music editor had put together a temp which was quite effective using the old score, and
hang on a second, and a lot of the new stuff.
And a lot of the new stuff.
Because here's a mistake both James and I keep making. Mm. We started working on this probably last July, so nearly a year ago. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, you know, when people have put what in effect is new stuff from this movie in, because it's a year old, we keep thinking of it as old stuff.
That's a fact. You know, the fact is we wrote, yeah, there's a huge amount of new music in this movie.
And I also read there is going to be a soundtrack release, but apparently there will be four releases. Is that correct?
Yes, that wasn't entirely our idea. And I actually said to the record company, are you crazy, guys? You know, I mean, let's do one soundtrack. Let's do it really well, etc. Mm-hmm. And I had some ideas. And they said, no. We want to come down and we want to talk to you about this. And they came down here, I mean, in force. I mean, it was like 20 people or so. Mm. And they showed me artwork and they showed me their ideas. And it was, some of it was so beautiful, you know. And I said, you know, I mean, I said, quite honestly, guys, in this day and age of nobody buying CDs anymore, how can you make money with this? Or why are you doing this? And they said, we're doing it for the art's sake. And that was a pretty compelling argument to hear from a record company.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the things which we agreed on, which isn't actually sort of really public knowledge yet, which was actually our editor's idea, was to maybe do a version in 5.1 on a Blu-ray disc eventually, you know, when the DVD comes out.
Mm-hmm. And will that
because the score is very, you know, it's very surround, etc. And you know, I'm already dreading having to listen to it in stereo because yeah. it's not just that way, you know.
Uh-huh. But it's for music fans, or film music fans. They always want the score, and if better, an expanded score or a complete score. Are there ideas to come up with that in the future, or will this be one of the four releases? But
well, I don't know. Okay, let me tell you about Complete Score. I just saw our music copyist, Bill, and we recorded 3 hours and 45 minutes of music.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't quite fit that onto a CD. One of the problems Dan Pinder, one of the music editors, is having right now, he's trying to cut the CD down from 80 minutes to something that at least fits on the CD.
Mm-hmm.
So
I mean, how much music is actually in the movie? 2 hours?
2 hours. Well, hang on. We don't want to say how much there is, because then everybody knows how long the movie is. Okay, there is a lot of music in this movie.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, they're saying it's the last question, Tim.
The last question. You both have very busy schedules. Hans, you did Cassie Divas, Kung Fu Panda, The Dark Knight, Frost and Nixon. James, you did also the new M. Night Shyamalan score, The Happening, Might Money, Charlie Wilson's War. How do you keep your schedules tight, and how can you always deliver on time your scores?
Your answer, James.
You know, the only...
You know, that was a different James Newton Howard that did Mad Money. Somebody took his name. It's just the most amazing thing.
You know, I'll quote Hans on that one. You know, somehow, and when we were running out of time on Batman Begins, and we hadn't had any orchestrations done yet, and it was 2 days before we started recording, and I started to have a cow in the hallway at Air Studios in London, and Hans looked at me and said, "What day is it today?" And I said, "It's Saturday. We start recording on Monday," and he looked at me and smiled and said, "We have plenty of time." And that's the way we finish them. Somehow there's always enough time, and you just go to work early, and you stay late, and you get done.
Okay. Thank you very much, and best of luck for the future.
Thank you. We have no future.
Bye.